With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has been sending mixed signals about a deadline for a so-called Big Beautiful Bill. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
For months, the president has been pushing Congress to approve his tax and spending cut legislation by the 4th of July. When asked about that self-imposed deadline last Friday, he said it's not the end all if it's not done by the 4th.
We'd like to get it done by that time, if possible.
But he later wrote online that he wants it done by Independence Day. The president's comments notwithstanding, the real deadline for lawmakers is sometime later this summer when the government's borrowing authority runs dry. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Russia has launched its biggest aerial attack against Ukraine. It happened last night. The escalating bombing campaign has further dashed hopes for a breakthrough in efforts to end the three-year-old war. Ukraine's Air Force says the assault involved more than 500 aerial weapons, including drones and missiles. Microsoft's blue screen of death error message that you get from time to time is going away.
The computer giant says it's part of a larger revamp following last year's CrowdStrike outage that crashed over 8 million Windows devices, including banks, companies, and airlines. In Windows 11, there won't be a frowny face and QR code appearing during unexpected restarts like there's been for the past 40 years. The error screen will be black with a short message that tells users they need to restart. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Hong Kong's pro-democracy League of Social Democrats has disbanded under intense political pressure. Announcing today, the decision marks another blow to the city's dwindling opposition amid Beijing's crackdown following 2019 protests. The group, known for its bold activism, was the last pro-democracy party staging protests and street advocacy. This is SRN News. The city of Matera in the south of Italy will double as Jerusalem in the sixth season of the hit show The Chosen. The cast and crew of the biblical series traded their Texas studio for 3 weeks in Italy, during which the crucifixion of Christ was filmed. Matera also provided the setting for such movies as The Passion of the Christ and Mary Magdalene. Season 5 of The Chosen will be available to watch for free on the show's app of the same name beginning in September. Season 6 will air in 2027, and the series will come to an end with its seventh season, focusing on Jesus' resurrection. Charities received $593 billion in donations last year, and a 3.3% increase over 2023 after adjusting for inflation. That's according to the latest Giving USA report, which takes a comprehensive look at U.S. philanthropy. However, donations to religious organizations saw an overall inflation-adjusted decline in 2024. This is SRN News. An important reminder, never leave a child alone in a car.
Safety advocates are warning about the dangers of heat stroke from leaving youngsters in hot cars. Experts say vehicle temperatures can rise 20 to 25 degrees in just 8 to 10 minutes, even on a mild day, putting children at serious risk. This year, in the United States, 9 kids have died in hot cars, and that is 9 too many. Bottom line, always check the back seat when leaving your car. Jason Walker reporting.
Dave Parker, a hard-hitting outfielder who was set to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame next month, has passed away. He was 74 years old. Nicknamed the Cobra, the 6'5" Parker played in 19 major league seasons, 11 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was the NL MVP in 1978 and won a World Series with Pittsburgh 1 year after that. This is SRN News.